In Britain, the investigation into the alleged plot to blow up transatlantic airliners continues. There hasn't been a lot of information given out, but today the Bank of England did release the names of 19 of the alleged plotters. 24 people were being held. Late today, Scotland Yard said that one person has been released without being charged. We turn now to Nick Fielding. He's a journalist and the author of Masterminds of Terror. He joins us from Oxford. Nick, police say they believe they have all the key players, but they say there still may be suspects outstanding. What's the latest in the investigation?
Well, today the police have concentrated on searching the homes of the suspects. That's been and tends to be a fairly long, drawn-out process. When there was a raid a few weeks ago, the police took up to a week to actually almost physically dismantle the house, and I think we can probably expect a similar kind of process to take place over the next few days. They will want to make sure they have not missed anything. I think it should also be said is that they have not yet, as far as one can see, found any significant bomb-making materials. There have been some reports suggesting that jihadi videos and other material like that has been found, but nothing suggesting a liquid explosive has been previously reported being at the center of this plot. So I think everybody here in the UK is awaiting these developments. It's giving rise to a degree of tension within Muslim communities, I would say, because they are naturally very sceptical. There have been a number of high-profile raids in recent months which have not resulted in anything, and there's a degree of scepticism being expressed in that sector. But on the other hand, the fact that the Home Secretary made these announcements, that there's been a very substantial degree of briefing going on, tends to lead one to believe that there is something in these raids and that there is something quite serious in these attacks.
And the release of this information by the Bank of England, the names, date of birth, addresses of the suspects, is that unusual?
It is actually quite unusual for this sort of information to be released so quickly. Obviously, anybody can be put on any of these sanction lists, anti-terrorism sanction lists, without going through a court process. So it's not difficult to go on, but generally it's a more considered process. And it leads one to think that there are possible concerns about money in transit. We know that in the initial briefings on this whole saga, it was suggested that money had been moved possibly from Pakistan to a number of the alleged conspirators in the UK. And it may well be that the decision to freeze the assets, and of course if you freeze them you have to make the names public because otherwise institutions won't know whose assets to freeze. That decision may well relate to the fact that there is fears that money will either be moved or will disappear rapidly unless it is stopped in the shortest possible time.
Now, Nick, a couple of quick things before we let you go. What do we know about Pakistan and that country's role in the ongoing investigation and also in the effort to stop this plot?
It seems to be fairly substantial from what one has heard so far, and there is a degree of a pattern here. I think that the indications are that young men primarily, although there's one woman been arrested as we know, young men primarily whose origin or whose family origin is from Pakistan have been disproportionately involved in a number of recent arrests and alleged bomb plots. There is, in Pakistan, obviously there's an active, very active jihadi community. There is an ongoing dispute with India, and of course just over the border there is Afghanistan and the Taliban movement. And both of those play out to some degree in Pakistan. And it's not difficult as a young Pakistani to go back to Pakistan or someone of Pakistan origin to go to Pakistan to make the connections and get military and other training.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you indeed.
That was author and journalist Nick Fielding speaking to us from Oxford, England.